There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 9 of the tabernacle, washed in the water. Stephen Fuson once said, "The positioning of the laver in the court clearly indicates that there's an ongoing process of regeneration required of God's people. It's not enough to stay at the gate of faith or dwell continually at the brazen altar of spiritual sacrifices. Nor is it proper to push ahead toward the tabernacle by our own self-will and human zeal. The laver draws one's attention to do some necessary self-examination and cleansing." Today's text comes from Leviticus chapter 16, verses 4 and 5, 16 and 24. "He shall put on the holy linen coat, and shall have the linen undergarment on his body. And he shall tie the linen sash around his waist, and wear the linen turban. These are the holy garments. He shall bathe his body in water, and then put them on. And he shall take from the congregation of the people of Israel 2 male goats for a sin offering, and 1 ram for a burnt offering. Thus he shall make atonement for the holy place, because of the uncleanness of the people of Israel, and because of their transgressions, all their sins. And so he shall do for the tent of meeting, which dwells with them in the midst of their uncleanness. And he shall bathe his body in water in a holy place, and put on his garments, and come out, and offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people, and make atonement for himself and for the people." Washing and cleansing are significant themes throughout the Scriptures. Washing occurs 48 times in 24 books of the Bible, most often in the book of Leviticus. Cleansing occurs 76 times in 22 books of the Bible. Again, it is discussed most prevalently in the book of Leviticus. Leviticus is a book of laws regulating Old Testament sacrifices, which explains in detail the duties of the priest. The prevailing theme in Leviticus is holiness, with the term holy found 150 times in this book. Knowing these facts, it is fair to say that holiness, tied to washing and cleansing, is a major focus of the priesthood. Today's scripture is from Leviticus 16, which describes the priority of cleansing for the high priest on the Day of Atonement. This day, also known as Yom Kippur, was the holiest day of all the Israelite feasts and festivals. This was a day-long celebration that symbolized spiritual cleansing and a new beginning. The high priest was required to wash in the water so the nation of Israel could be washed clean of their sins. David Levy's discussion on the bronze laver provides a greater understanding of this biblical theme of cleansing. The laver was never used by the congregation, but was provided exclusively for the priest's purification. During their consecration to the priesthood, they had been washed thoroughly at the laver according to the command of Moses. In Exodus 29:4, it says, "And Aaron and his sons thou shalt bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shalt wash them with water." Each year, the high priest washed on the Day of Atonement, put on the holy linen garments, and made an atonement for himself and the children of Israel. You can see Leviticus 16:24. But on every other day of the year, the priest only had to wash the defilement from their hands and feet before entering the tabernacle to serve. Carefully dipping their right hands into the laver, they meticulously washed their right hands, then their right feet. Reversing the process, they washed their left hands and left feet. The priest knew all too well the strategic placement and symbolic meaning of the laver. Their sins being atoned for at the brazen altar made it possible for them to approach the tabernacle in worship, but not before they stopped at the brazen laver to wash the defilement of the dusty tabernacle court from their bodies. They had to be both spiritually and physically clean before they could enter into the presence of a holy God in communion and fellowship. Today, we are not required to wash in water or go through a priest to be cleansed of our sins, because we have a high priest in Jesus Christ who shed his blood to spiritually wash us clean. Some questions to consider. What does the significance of washing in Scripture tell you about your need to be spiritually washed clean? What is pictured by the priest washing his hands and feet? What does the following scripture teach about the purification requirements for the forgiveness of your sins? From Hebrews 9:22 in the ESV translation. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.